they used to do those topless cleaning services. Do they do those anymore?
I would imagine, sure.
You don't see that anywhere. Although I don't know where you'd necessarily see it. It's not like it's advertising anywhere. But if there's any of those out there, I would like some promotion for the show. Galvin found a nice pile of fried chicken by his feet the other day. Did anybody clean that up?
No, it looks like it's just been kicked around.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I am looking to the right of me over here, and there is at least an inch of dust on everything in this room. It is gross, and nobody comes near to clean.
It's so sad, too, because this is such a nice studio.
Right.
Like, it's really state-of-the-art. When you see other radio studios, this is high-tech, and it's treated
it's
like
interesting.
Garden.
You've worked at several different buildings, so I said this on Tuesday when you weren't here. I said, the reason I can tell you who is responsible for the food here, and that's Johnny B., and it's because he does not appreciate what a nice studio this is. Mo worked at EBN. He's worked at a couple of different studios. He knows what he's got in this room.
You have
room.
To see the terrible conditions you work through to appreciate how beautiful it is when you get to that point.
Watch the first Howard Stern E! Show when his show was like at an all-time high on terrestrial radio. He was syndicated in 50 markets or whatever it was. And they would show you his studio. And he was a man sitting behind a counter and had a little chair to the left there, and that was pretty much it. And Robin was in the glass box ahead of him. It was a tiny little room, and that was the most powerful guy in the industry. Here we are in this, really what is two rooms put together to create this huge studio.
And in most radio stations, this would be four studios at least.
Right, and it's designed right. It's designed for TV. It's designed for radio. It's things are movable based on who's in the studio. You really appreciate it if you've worked in other places before.
Right.
Which leads me to believe that the culprits responsible for picking out in this studio are ones who don't appreciate what a great studio this is. So that takes Gio off the list because Gio's worked at multiple radio stations. It takes Mo off the list. It puts on Johnny B, a bunch of board ops, and some weekend people. And you can't even blame Swigs and his swords because they're not even doing it out of the studio for the summer. So right away, Johnny B is the culprit.
Oh man,
and he's obviously not responsible for the dust. But if we can get somebody to come in here and clean this place, and even if it's not a topless place, maybe just a cleaning crew to come in here and give this place a nice once-over.
But the thing is the topless crew, the topless...
It would make it a lot nicer.
Well, it would make it a lot nicer, but they certainly couldn't do any worse. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
They're
cleaning?
They're paying whoever to clean now, and they never clean in here.
Yeah, in fact, if you're just a cleaning place, and you're like, yeah, we'll take our shirts off for a radio promotion. I'm in for that, too, ladies.
I don't think they do the whole building because...
No.
I got one of those books. They sent me a package, and it was like a book for an interview for you to do. And I went to rip it open, and inside was all the stuffing. But it was like a manila envelope.
Right,
on
it's
the outside,
got all that thread,
all over the floor. That was a week and a half ago. I kicked it under Phoebe's desk. Sorry, Phoebe. It's still under Phoebe's desk, and that's been a week.
They
and
don't
half.
Vacuum. No.
Even where they're supposed to clean, there is a like a greasy thumbprint in front of the bathroom urinal on the wall. Like one of the air conditioning guys came in and put his hand there. That's been there for I don't know how long. And then if you go down to where the eagle is, right there on the window, there's a bloody booger stuck on the window that has been there for like over a month.
I have to tell you, I don't care who put that bloody booger up there, they need to be fired. Boogers are not a joke. Not a joke. If it was John Brennan, I would say get rid of him right now. Bloody boogers are not, regular boogers are not a joke. Bloody boogers are gross.
Oh, yeah.
Why do kids eat their boogers?
I don't know.
Like, why is the first... Your first natural inclination to eat it.
Yeah.
Because they're dumb. Like, my son keeps putting his fingers in his mouth. I go, you know how many people
touch
on that? And I go, take your fingers out of your
mouth. My daughter was sitting on my lap the other day. I noticed she was obsessing over her hand for something. I looked down at her hand. She had something on there looking glue. And I went, is that a booger? And she just nonchalantly goes, yes. And I go in the bathroom and get a tissue and wipe that off. So she got off, walked about 20 paces into the bathroom, stopped, turned. And then she turned around and started walking out. And I know she didn't grab a tissue.
Right.
I looked at her and I go, did you eat that? And she goes, yes. And I go, why?
Oh.
Why did you eat that? And she's like, I don't know. And then she got all embarrassed. I'm like, you don't. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, why would you do that when you're a kid? You know?
My brother used to hide them behind the wall.
Why?
And what was weird is my parents had like a recliner that would rock back and forth, but he would climb back and go into a position like where the chair met the wall where you couldn't see, and he would just wipe his booger.
Oh!
And when we moved from our house, my parents moved it out, and they had to repaint the entire wall because it was boogers. They had to go through and scrape the paint off.
Ugh. I am now, even at 44 years old, a big scraper. Like, I like to go in and clean those. I want to breathe in and feel hollow tunnels.
Yeah.
if I feel something in there, I dig it out. But I flick it out the right window away, or something.
It'll stick on my finger, and I'll roll my window down, and I'll try and get it out as much as possible.
Or even a floor
why
flick.
Do kids eat boogers? For starters, they don't have a firm handle on social skills that would otherwise prevent them from doing so.
But that's not even a social thing. Like, what makes you go, stick it in my mouth?
Part of their socialization is learning what's acceptable behavior and what isn't. Many of these lessons learn from the parents. Others learn from teachers even more.
That's insinuating that it's okay to do, just not okay to do in front of other people.
Yeah.
And why, like, there's nothing about a booger that makes you go, I should put this in my mouth. Doesn't smell good. Doesn't have a good texture, like a fried piece of food.
If you had to pick an adult booger eater in this building, who do you think it would be?
I think there's a lot.
I know that.
Yeah, but Hoppy's doing it for nutrition.
Then I also think Slater. Like, for some reason, Slater
looks like a booger eater.
Would eat his own boogers.
Yeah. Mike Cernak eats his boogers, for sure. But because he read somewhere in another country that it's good for you. He probably drinks his own pee, too.
A children's interest in picking his nose may have something to do with the composition of the boogers themselves. This biochemistry like professor says, blah, blah, blah. Boogers makeup are slightly sweet and may actually taste good to kids.
How do they know? I almost threw up my mouth just there.
Probably tastes the booger. The body continually makes nasal secretions, and everyone, even adults, swallow these secretions. Eating them via nose retrieval is simply a different delivery method.
When I pull a booger out of my nose, like a hard one, not a drippy one, I don't like to play with those. I don't like rubber boogers. I don't like hangers. But when I get like a crunchy one that's stuck up somewhere on the high shelf wall, and I pull it out, and then I can breathe, it's the best feeling in the world.
I like when you pull. I know it sounds weird, but when you pull and start crusty, and then it's long all the way in the back, and you can feel it
from behind your eye.
No, I don't like that at all.
Stuff. Yeah,
because you feel like you're like a couple pounds lighter, and you're like. Now I understand.
Enjoy the after feeling. I'll give you that.
It's like getting back to Earth's atmosphere. You're like, this is how I'm supposed to breathe.
Whatever. On the hotline, I believe this is Johnny B joining us.
What's up, guys?
Johnny B, the man who I pegged as the guy who's eating fried chicken in Galvin's seat over there, ruining the studio.
I know. I woke up twice this week to people texting me saying, oh, man, they're calling you a big, fat slob.
Oh, no. Did anybody say that?
I think you said that.
No. First of all, it's even hard for me to call you fat anymore because you've lost so much goddamn weight.
I know. Well, I mean, I'm still fat. That's the sad part. I've lost, like, 80 pounds, and I'm still, like, the fattest guy in South Tampa. First of all, it was funny because I told the first person that texted me, I said, look, that's what we do. We talk crap about each other. That's what radio does. And they're like, no, man, like, they seriously think that you left food on the floor. I'm like, no, they didn't think I left food on the floor. And then we rewound the clip on Monday, and I go, God damn it, I think they think I left food on the floor.
Yeah.
And then this morning, I guess, it got brought up again, and I got woke up this time because it was like one of the only mornings I could sleep in a little bit. I'm in Sarasota now working, but it's and once again, I go, I guess I got to call in now and defend myself.
Yep.
Because
you're a known eater.
Let me point this out, Johnny. Leaving the food on the floor, old Johnny B wouldn't leave food anywhere. He wouldn't leave any food.
Skinny Johnny B lets crumbs at the ground.
Maybe lets a crumb.
That was going to be my point, too. Galvin being a former fat ass, and Mike, you're still a pretty big guy. You guys know, like I know, fat people don't drop food. We don't drop it. Like,
I'm a sloppy eater, and I expect when I drop food for Spanish to pick it up. So really, I'm not worried about that. All right, so here's the deal. First of all, Johnny B brought up a good point. He's been going to Dr. Stringer since January. He's down 80 pounds. He looks great. Not eating fried chicken. Who is the fried chicken culprit in the studio?
Well, if it was on your side of the board.
No, it was where Galvin sits.
It's where I sit.
It's where Galvin sits.
Right. From last Wednesday on, I wasn't on that side of the board at all. I was out at a...
Don't tell us stuff we don't know.
Tell us who it is.
Yeah, you're giving us more information than we need. We need to know who is sitting here eating fried chicken.
If I was a cop, I'd have shot you by now.
All right, well, here's the thing. Over the weekend, it could be a number of people. You got Migs and Swigs.
Well, hold on. No. Let's exonerate the Swigs. Let's exonerate Migs and Swigs because they're both doing the show from L.A. for the summer, so that's clear.
Okay. Right, and Swig with his sword. Right. He cuts the chicken so fine that it doesn't even have crumbs.
Yeah, don't miss anything.
Yeah, he slices it like a meat slicer at Publix.
And Migs is a proper lady. He doesn't even eat meat.
Right, no.
I know. Mo has about 40 people in the studio on Saturday.
That's true.
He could have easily had probably somebody from Popeyes up there playing guitar, and he brought him a 12-piece, so that could have happened.
Who is on Mo's show? Like, right away, I want to blame that Mizell character, but he sits over there, so it wouldn't
Jerica
have been him.
Is on it, but she sits over here, I think.
She doesn't eat chicken.
She's so beautiful.
Who else?
I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know. I know he has a girl named Becca, and I know he has... Jerica, one of our new girls that's on the BDRS, is on there. But I think Eric Collins, but I don't know if his kidneys will let him eat that stuff or his liver or whatever. I honestly don't even know who else. Mizell takes the phones, but I don't think Mo lets him move more than 3 or 4 feet around the room. So I really don't know.
Man, these are names I've never even heard.
Mo and Mizell.
That's
a good morning show, Mo and Mizell.
I've heard Roland before, but like the other guys, I feel bad. Like I guess I just don't pay attention.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that Jerica girl if he wasn't drooling over her.
Yeah, she's
like,
so
if
beautiful.
I saw any of these people in the hallway back here, I'd go, hey, where's your key card? Are you back here?
Do you have a job here?
So let's narrow it down. I'm blaming Mo.
Even if he wasn't doing the eating,
right.
He's still the most responsible.
It's one of his people that he brought in here on the weekend. It's Mo's fault.
Maybe. I think
no, not maybe. I'm blaming Mo.
Okay. Well, I know if you had to go with who eats the most on the air, Mo wins by a landslide because he eats while we're talking. He eats. He's never not eating.
Yeah, it seems like radio interferes with his eating sometimes.
Yeah, that's rough. That's not good for the show.
Last night, he bit into a blow pop midair, and blow pop flew all over the board.
Oh, man.
Gross.
I'm going to say Mo should not be allowed to eat anymore in the studio.
No.
I'm making that rule right now.
You can. Then you have to block somebody else because from an outsider's perspective, you block the only black guy.
No, Kevin's allowed to eat.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So that's brother Kevin's in the studio.
You can't tell Kevin what to do.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. Mo,
here's what we do. Can we bring in an outside black guy just to eat on the couch the entire time?
You can do that. I can't be a part of that.
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry that I blamed it on you. I never called you a fat ass or anything like that. It's getting back to you.
Not on the air, Johnny.
No, Johnny. I have fat guy respect for you.
It's all good, man. And no, I just wanted to, it was more than anything, I didn't want people to think, even as a lighter guy, that I would disrespect chicken enough to drop it on the floor.
Well, that's good. Thank you for clearing that up. It's good to know. You can see my friend Johnny B and the Chicken Eater this afternoon or this evening tonight on 102.5 The Bone on The Bone Daily Rewind Show, where I bet this will come up again.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a great show. Thanks.
See you, bud.
I stopped listening to Johnny as soon as Spanish showed me a picture of that Jerica chick. She really is sexy.
Isn't she gorgeous? And
she can
sing real well, which...
You know, are we doing Hot Chick
Haley,
American Idol?
Yeah, Haley and Jerica are locked in, ready to go. We just need to find a third contestant and work out the details. But I spoke with both of them. They would love to do it, and they're ready to go.
All right. According to Jerica, on July 4th at 2 a.m., she posted a picture on Instagram, the Jerica Cabrera Experience, on the Maurice Jovan Academy Mo show. And it is her, Mo, and two other dudes. I can't see any food in the picture, but it's very possible that they're the ones responsible for eating in
Fourth of July means picnic. Picnic means fried chicken. Fried chicken is what I found at my feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
in the studio.
Again, I'm going to blame Mo, and we'll go with that, especially since Johnny kind of sold him out.
Sure. They hate each other.
Do they really?
Oh, man, they totally hate each other. They'll never say it, but you can totally tell they hate each other.
Yeah.
That must be uncomfortable for Gio to work in a room.
That would too, yeah.
Mo?
Yes.
Who ate the fried chicken? Just come clean now.
This is what I'm going to tell you. I said this on the BDRS. Those are I know Johnny B is on the Stringer program, but those are residual chicken crumbs.
No,
they were new.
Here. Trust me, Mo. Every day whenever I come in, I see new crap all over the place. That was new this week. That was new.
The kid may be Napoleon Dynamite-ness, where he's carrying chicken tenders in his pocket so that no one sees him.
That's old. That's old, Johnny. New Johnny is not eating that food. And
no,
by the way,
sticking with
the
diet.
Yeah.
I'm looking at video of Rory Ellis performing on the show, and I could see on the counter in that area there looks to be a bottle of orange soda, and that's on a Saturday Cat Named Mo show, not Johnny B. So right now, what goes great with orange soda? Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Listen, we had ribs. The orange soda was the one pound ribs. And I freely admit that.
All right. On June 27th, Mo, there are pictures on his Facebook of him and his children at Hooters. Hooters does serve fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
A strong possibility. Was it your birthday, Mo?
Get off my Facebook. Yes, it was my birthday.
Okay, so it's possible that for Mo's birthday, he brought some of that leftover chicken in the studio.
Happy birthday.
Not at all. Not at all. I can give you what I think it may be, but I'd first like to say Johnny B has 15 people on his show, so to imply...
Who is on... give me the rundown on Johnny B's show, and I'll tell you who needs to be there and who doesn't.
There is Ryan Adams.
Who is that?
He
takes a lot of selfies.
From Report.
By the way, you can't try and be in entertainment when there's already a Ryan Adams. You know what I mean? You gotta change your name.
I love how you're like, he does the Scum Report. Like, I'm supposed to go, oh, that guy. What is that?
It's a sports podcast.
The Scum Report?
Yeah, the sports podcast. The Scum Report.
Oh, Scum Report.
He's got a hot girl on there. Yeah. There's some other people.
Hot girls mean nothing on radio.
He has Anna on there. He had Tiffany. He has Creepy Chavez. Maybe you know him.
Okay, but Isaiah works. He runs the board, right? He's a board op.
No. Johnny B runs the board.
Oh, all right. Well, I like Isaiah, and
he's answering phones.
Yeah, no,
and by the way, Johnny B bringing in a multitude of hot chicks, some of who've gone on to other great radio gigs.
Right.
That seems to be like a right process to me.
Yeah, but he should be able to talent scout all the women who work at.
Yes.
Station because
he's got the least amount of offer and he's bringing in the best looking chicks.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just saying that it is a false perception that I have a ton of people in
no,
the
it's
studio.
Not. You bring in these no-name musicians and people of subpar talent, and you treat them like it's the goddamn Grammys, and then you let them bring like their whole entourage, their answer here and their neighbors.
But I think that's what the trade-off is. I think Mo is like, listen, you get me a 12-piece from Popeyes, you can
come
in and play
my show.
A stupid acoustic song.
Mo can get his own Popeyes. Listen, I had Rory Ellis, and Rory Ellis had 14,000 views. That was a couple of days ago.
I can poop in my hand and take a picture of it and get 14,000 views.
I'm just saying, clearly there's an audience for a Rory Ellis. I mean, he was a veteran, and it was the 4th of July. The guy is good. I have Jerry X on, who I discovered through you.
That's not discovering. Basically, you ripped that off
from
me.
That's ripping off
is
what that is.
Well, Steve belongs to the Cat Named Mo show now. That is true.
Oh, I saw this on American Idol one time, so I invented it through them.
Let me point this out. Two things. One, she belongs to the Cat Named Mo show. If Mike was to be so pompous as to say, listen, you'll never be on my show if you go on Mo's show, you would never see her again. Also, I would like to say happy birthday to Mo. Happy 56th birthday, Mo.
By the way, I am very flattered at times that people call and ask me, hey, this person asked me to do this. Would that be okay? And I thought, I have never in my life felt like I had the right to tell anybody yes or no to anything. But the fact that people ask me that makes me laugh so hard. And I guess it's a very respectful thing.
It's the right thing to
but
do.
There also have been situations where somebody went on somebody else's show and we said, well, I guess they're not on our
show. Right. Well, I don't ask me. Just don't do it.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. Not you, Mo. You're all cool.
You know I always ask you, and I think it's a thing of respect as well. I will say this, yes, Johnny B does not eat over there, and I see him Monday through Friday. You know, I don't know what goes on the weekend show, but certainly Monday through Friday. I can attest to the fact that he is not over there eating. He has a jug of coffee, and that's about it. You know I'm never over on that side. As far as the new chicken, the only thing that I can say, and, you know, snitches get stitches, so I'm not naming names or anything, but there was some PDQ in there the day before Galvin found the chicken crumbs, and it wasn't the BDRS. That's all I can say.
So that's Sunday. Who else is here on Sunday?
On Sunday is the hunting show.
It would be Monday, though, because we came in on Tuesday.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, so it'd be Monday.
I was blaming Drew.
Exactly.
But nobody sits there during Drew's show.
Yeah.
No one named names. No one said anything. But
you should right now. You're the one getting blamed for it, and they're talking about firing you. So if I were you, I'd name some names.
By the way, nobody on Drew's show sits over here out of respect. I'm actually going to go ahead and quarantine this off. Nobody, other show should sit here.
Right.
I would just like to state categorically that the BDRF and the Cat Named Mo show are
both terrible.
Off as far as leaving food over in that sector.
Right.
As you stated when you first brought this up, I have a lot of respect for that studio, having been in many studios that are subpar.
Let me just put this out there, and to you and everybody else, I'm watching. I got eyes now. I got cameras. I got eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I got a full-on security system in here, and I will find out who the dirt culprit is in this studio. Right now, the only ones that are off the hook are Swigs and Migs because they're out of town. Yeah. Everybody else, you're all being watched. Even Roger and JP, I blame them.
Yeah, could be.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, I will admit that a brother likes to bring in a bag of pork skins. Is that cool?
Yeah, as long as the bag leaves with you. And by the way, whoever is putting ketchup and condiments in this water refrigerator in the studio, that person's going to get tased.
No, that's not me. I take ketchup. I don't leave it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, pass the word around to your minions. Stat them in the fridge.
I will. And by the way, Jerrica is a fantastic person on the show, and she has a great voice. You would be doing something great if you were to hear. She's fantastic.
Yeah, well, we invited her to come and compete in Hot Girl American Idol versus Haley J and a couple other beauties that can sing. So we're trying to put that together. Maybe we can have you come and be a judge since you're such a connoisseur of hot chick singing.
I would love to, and just let me know when, my friend.
All right, pal. Thank you.
We'll bring the chicken.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.